You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Are you ready for some Patriots drama, Keith?
Patriots drama!
Yeah, this is what happens after a loss sometimes, Jones.
I guess.
There hasn't been a lot of losses.
Well, I've been told this is what makes Boston so toxic. Sports radio so toxic. After one loss, it's overreacting.
It's not. Nobody's overreacting. We're just trying to put some of the pieces together here.
It's fake manufactured drama.
No, it's not. It's not fake. Right here in front of us. We're just discussing it.
I'll tell you what's not fake is Mike Vrabel constantly, pretty much after every loss. There haven't been a lot of them, no. But he did it after the Raiders loss. He's done this constantly. Whenever he's asked about Josh McDaniels, he doesn't want to give any credit.
Nope.
So how this went down yesterday, and that was the last question in the interview with Tommy Curran, right?
Yeah.
So how this went down yesterday is we talked to Curran. He brings up the McDaniels comments from Monday with Greg. And we go.
Or Vrabel comments about.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Vrabel's comments about McDaniels with Greg.
Yep.
On Monday. And he's like, did you guys talk about these? We're like, a little bit. I mean, we mentioned them. I didn't think they were super relevant. This wasn't like a massive story to me. And Curran's like, yeah, I want to talk about that. We're like, was it offense or defense more to blame? He's like, I don't know. I want to talk about these Vrabel comments about McDaniels. We're like, okay. And so we go back and forth on that a little bit. Keefe asks him something else. He brings up the Vrabel comments about McDaniels. Later on in the interview, I think you asked him, we were re-listening this morning, I think you asked him about Sean McDermott.
I did. I was like, Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott questions. Okay, so we asked no questions about Josh McDaniels. We asked about the offense or defense. Yeah. We kind of had a back and forth. Keith asked about Sean McDermott and his future in Buffalo. And
no, Curran, I asked him, I think it was, it doesn't really matter, but it was more like Vrabel v. McDermott.
Oh, that's who has the coaching advantage?
Who would you take? Who has the coaching advantage?
And Curran brings up, again, the McDaniels comments. And finally, you're like,
I was like, all right,
so is
now
he back?
I gotta ask. I'm like, the way this is going, it does not seem as though this is going to be like a super long partnership, despite the 11-3 record, despite Drake May having an MVP caliber season. So you hear all this, and I'm like, all right, is he like guaranteed to be back, or like, are they going to consider a new offensive coordinator for yet another year? And then we heard his answer was, I don't know. And you're like, oh, like, because I was not prepared for that. I don't think that the head coach and the offensive coordinator are going to see eye to eye on every single thing all year long. It wouldn't make sense.
100% when you asked, you'd be like, they scored 31 points. They're a top 10 offense. Like, McDaniels
has been a
good offensive coordinator
his whole career.
Look at Drake May. Mm-hmm. Like, I 100% expected that to be Curran's answer. He's like, I don't know. It depends on what Vrabel wants.
I was like, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Vrabel wants, I mean, I don't think McDaniels was Vrabel's first choice. And that's sort of going all the way back. And we were on this when it happened, when he got hired, right? We were like, it's funny, when they had all those vacancies, right, after Kraft kind of, you know, cleaned house, we're sitting there, and the two most obvious names were Vrabel head coach, McDaniels offensive coordinator. McDaniels has come back several times. Robert Kraft loves Josh McDaniels. We also know he loves Mike Vrabel from his time here and the when he got, you know, inducted into the team Hall of Fame and all the conversations they had there. So those seem like the two obvious ones, but those seems like both Kraft decisions, right? And so we knew the head coach didn't pick his offensive coordinator. That was months ago. And then there have been certain times here and there throughout the year, including when they lost early in the year, but even after some of the wins, because people are like, oh, just because they lose. Like, no. Even after some of the wins, there has been times where, hey, how's Josh McDaniels been with Drake May? Well, Ashton Grant's really good with Drake May. Or, like, you know, things like that along the lines. They're like, all right, we've had these, like, little bit of clues.
Yeah, the biggest one is the one you just referenced after the Raiders, all the plate talk for a week, which was a fun week.
Plate talk all the time, and they contradicted themselves immediately.
Right, but there's been little clues since then, and you just referenced it, the Ashton Grant stuff.
It's like, well, you can only run so many double passes that gain 13 yards.
The Thomas Brown stuff. So, like, I mean, again, people say, it's media drama, manufactured drama. Well, number one, Curran just wouldn't quit with this. He was like a dog on a bone with this McDaniel stuff yesterday. And number two, it really doesn't even start with Curran. It starts with Vrabel doing this over and over and over, sometimes after wins, but definitely after losses, which there have not been many of. But it's been a pattern. It's been a trend.
Yeah, and so I just feel like it got to the point yesterday talking with Curran, who was tied in with the coaching staff and people down in New England covering the team a really long time, because we were asking about other stuff and it kept coming up. Eventually, just had to ask him this, and then his answer. Where again, he's not saying he's gone. You and I aren't saying he's gone.
No, you said I don't know.
But the fact that at 11-3, it's even like a conversation. I don't know. I find it pretty fascinating.
By the way, do you think he's back, McDaniels?
Yes.
Me too. Like, he's not going to get a job anywhere else.
No, I don't.
No one else is going to hire him, so he's not going to leave on his own volition, I don't think.
No, and they're too good for
it's
even
not Vrabel's call. It isn't Vrabel's call. It's Kraft's call. Kraft got him here in the first place. It's not Vrabel's call. So I bet McDaniels is back.
Well, because also maybe the most important thing is, you looked this up yesterday. McDaniels is paid by the Raiders through 2028.
2028.
So, yeah. Like, in 2029, is he the offensive coordinator? Maybe not.
So, Kraft's going to look at it and go, hang on, Mike. You want to fire a guy who's got a top 10 offense and I don't even have to pay him?
Yeah, we're keeping him,
That's
Mike.
Not happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't think it's going to happen either. I think he'll be back next year as offensive coordinator. I think he's an overrated offensive coordinator, but he's been fine this year. The offense has been good.
Offense has been good.
And by the way, I don't blame him at all for what happened on Sunday. But it sounds like Vrabel does, and that was Curran's take. We asked him about the offense or the defense and who's more to blame in the game, and he's like, well, it's defense, which we agree with. And he couldn't believe that Vrabel's view on the game kept going back to McDaniels and the play calling and the trust in the play calling and making fun of the double passes for 13 yards, and that's how that all started.
Yeah.
So you can discuss this here on Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do some Would You Rathers. At 11:30, we have the Best of Dork, which will give you top 10 movies this year in 2025.
Ooh,
Keith is
going to
count down his top 10 movies.
I've been wrestling with this for a while. This was tough to whittle down to 10, but I got it, and I feel fairly confident.
Okay. Yeah. Tune in for that at 11:45. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. Plus, you will hear Vrabel live at 1 o'clock, which could be good here today. So stay tuned all day long. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. A lot of you have latched onto those current videos from yesterday and made your feelings on that known. That's where you seek them out. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. When it comes to Vrabel, what do you think his problem is with McDaniels, if there even is a problem? I think that's been illustrated over the course of the year. Maybe you out there listening think we're overreacting to it. What do you think his issue is with McDaniels?
So I don't know. Like, problem might be too strong, but it's just one of those cases where it's like he didn't hire him. Like, it would be like inheriting a player. Like, say you brought in Robert Spillane, and then you also inherited a couple linebackers, you might sort of view the guy you brought in a little bit differently than the guy you didn't, that you sort of inherited, right? And obviously he has a lot on his plate trying to coach up a second-year quarterback, and he has, I think, done a really good job with it, but it wasn't his first choice. So, like, when Bill Belichick, what's funny, Bill Belichick at one point wanted Bill O'Brien, right? Going back years ago, right? Like, at one point, the first time he was here, wanted him. Then the second time, he was told he had to have him. Do you think he was thrilled with that?
No.
No, I don't either. Even though, like, that guy, he doesn't really he doesn't have a problem with him.
Bill would have run it back with Patricia and Judge. He just didn't want to be told what to do, even though Bill O'Brien was one of his guys.
So I think in that sense, they have some similarities, right? Like, we were talking early in the year how Vrabel is kind of comically found, he finds himself in between Belichick and Mayo, right? Like with certain ways that both guys would act, like Vrabel kind of splits the difference, right? That is like the former player like Mayo. He's a little bit more honest like Mayo, but he's also kind of a little, he can be like a hard ass like Belichick a little bit. But I think with something like that, where he comes in, he gets to pick 85% of his staff, 90% of his staff, almost everybody that's here he brought in. This is the one guy that he didn't. So I think he's going to be like, and then maybe he also talks to his coaching staff kind of like he talks to his players a little bit too, right? You're never going to go overboard in complimenting the guy.
Yeah, I think there's something to that for sure. It's not his hire, probably who he didn't want in the first place. And that's not his side of the football either. Like, say what you want. He's a team head coach, like a head coach in the truest sense. He's a defensive guy. And the defense, I think there's more ownership than with offense. So I think there's that. I also think, and there's been a pattern with him all year, he's a bit of a sore loser.
Mm.
And maybe that's not a bad quality. Like,
no,
you don't want somebody comfortable with losing.
A lot of super competitive guys are that way.
But yeah, he's a baby and a sore loser after these losses. And he's crying about the officials on Monday, which I know he walked back with the media. But he brought up this nonsense comment with Greg on Monday about how the Bills lead the offense in offensive holding penalties, which they do. I didn't know that stat, mm-hmm. which they do. Mm-hmm. He lied about them having no offensive holding penalties called against them. A touchdown was wiped off the board. So he's a giant baby about that, and he has been when they lose. And so maybe some of it is he's not comfortable with losing. He doesn't want to lose, which is respectable. And then he's lashing out, looking for coverage, defense, whatever it is, and it's easier to kick the guy that's not his, the mm-hmm. guy that he didn't hire when he's down after a bad second half.
Yeah.
And it was a bad second half. And for everyone who points to it and says, well, he scored 31 points.
Yeah. No, it was. It was
they did it, nothing it in the poorly. Second half. And the play he called wasn't what Travion Henderson broke off for a touchdown run. That was all the brilliance of Travion Henderson reversing field.
Yeah, they got kind of bailed out really in that one thing, and it still wasn't enough.
For Josh McDaniels and his play calling, he got them 0 points in the second half.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to criticize McDaniels if you want to. I'd start with the quarterback. I'd start with the head coach. But I think it's interesting that Curran kept going there yesterday.
Yeah.
When none of our questions were about that until the very end.
I know.
To the point where we're like, we have to ask him back.
Yeah.
And good job by Keith doing so.
Thank you. Always great.
And secondarily, it sounds like Vrabel has an issue with it.
Yeah.
And to me, that is, that's where I think we start today, and that's what I'm interested in.
I am interested in it. I also think it's something to more than keep an eye on, because everything's great when you win 10 games in a row, right? Really hard to do, but it's hard to have any big problems when you've won 10 in a row. So how these next three games play out, I still think they win the division. I think they win out, honestly, but I also thought they were going to beat the Bills, so I've been wrong recently. So let's see how this ends, this three-game stretch. Let's see what the offense looks like. Let's see if there's any more double passes for 13 yards, or let's see how this all goes, how this plays out. Second half scoring's been an issue. Red zone scoring touchdowns has been an issue. So let's see how that goes. And then it'll be really heightened come playoff time. You win a playoff game, and then even if you lose and you score a lot of points, I think a lot of that will quiet down. If you don't, we'll see. Like, does Vrabel really feel like somebody else could do a better job? Is he going to take out his frustrations on that? I think he's going to be pretty honest following a playoff.
Oh, me too.
Eventual loss. So we'll see.
And look, for him to carve out Bill Belichick level power, they probably have to win this year. Mm. If they win, he's not going to fire McDaniels. So I don't think he's getting fired. You don't think he's getting fired, Keith?
No.
But if we're up to Vrabel, he might have moved on. He wouldn't have hired him in the first place. So what do you think of this? Some Patriots drama coming off a loss. Oh, it's what makes Boston toxic. It's the toxic sports talk radio in Boston. They lost the game, and the head coach lost his mind on the offensive coordinator. So is that manufactured drama, do you think, or is there something to Vrabel and his frustration with Josh McDaniels? What's his issue there, if there is one? You can discuss again at 617-779-7937. We will get to the Red Sox later on in the show.
How are they doing?
Not great.
Oh, my God.
I believe they're one of two teams that have not yet signed a free agent in Major League Baseball.
They have not signed a free agent. Everybody's allowed to right now, or are they not allowed to?
Oh, no, they are allowed to.
They have?
They all have?
They signed a minor league deal.
Major
no
league free
deal.
Agent. Thank
Got
you.
It.
Thank you. They've signed minor leaguers.
No major league players.
And they've made trades.
They must have a great roster then.
So we'll get to that coming up. It does not sound like things are going in the right direction when it comes to Alex Bregman. We'll get to the Bruins. I know you're licking your chops. That's Bregman. I know you're licking your chops on the comments from Charlie McAvoy,
Keith. Listen, I mean, he said it. I was trying to warn you.
He did. Yeah. The chemistry is good with the Bruins, according to Charlie McAvoy.
What happened?
Compared to last year.
Yeah. Without sand.
You can deduce on that if you'd like.
All right.
Plus, I want to get to the Patriots moving on from this Buffalo loss. Can they flush it? We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The coach and the quarterback are heard live here every Patriots Monday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Bruins kicked off a five-game homestand with a 4-1 win over the Utah Mammoth. Morten Geekie led the way for the Bruins with 2 goals. David Pastrnak had 2 assists. And Jeremy Swayman made 20 saves on 21 shots. The Bees are back in action tomorrow night, hosting the Edmonton Oilers. The New England Patriots return to the practice field today at 2:15. Head coach Mike Vrabel will meet with the media at 1:10. You can hear that press conference right here on 93.7. This Sunday night, the Pats will be in Baltimore to take on the Ravens. And the Boston Celtics will return to the court on Friday night to host the Miami Heat. Give the perfect gift this year, 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey.com.
Matt Collins is a real wordsmith. He is. Yeah. You can't just look at it forever. At some point,
yeah, you got to move on.
You got to hit the handle.
Yeah. You gotta,
I mean, it might be impressive.
Flush it home. Sure.
It might be impressive. It might be a disaster in there.
Either way,
you'll look at it.
Both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. But at some point, the handle's got to get hit.
Yeah.
I'm still frustrated. They won't. He wasn't a Patriots Monday and or Friday. No disrespect to any of our Patriots. Love the Monday guys and we Friday have. Guys. No, we love them a
excellent
lot.
Excellent contributions.
Really good stuff.
But yeah, we did request Matt Collins at the beginning of the season, and we're like, listen, we don't even need to talk about football with him. The guy has
clearly,
a lot to say.
Clearly, when you asked him about
you
football,
him
he's
into
got
the game?
Plenty of stuff. Of course, did I see that.
Shirtless and shoeless. You can't go to any stores like that. I'll tell you that much. There's a sign pretty clearly.
No service.
No, you're not going to get any service.
No.
I guess that's true. Yeah. But he was able to go into the building and catch a few passes that day. But yeah, the barefoot thing still, it's nothing new with him. But like, I don't even like running out of the house to the trash can barefoot. Like, I can't be barefoot very long at all.
Wait, in the winter you mean, or even in the summer?
Anytime.
Oh,
I gotta put on something.
I'd have no problem doing that in the summer. I basically do. I run around in flip-flops. I'm basically barefoot.
See, I don't even wear flip-flops.
But in the winter, that's the wild man behavior is what that
that's is. That's what Mac Hollins is doing.
Yeah. Shirtless. Although, you got abs like that.
Oh, yeah.
8-pack, 10-pack?
I wouldn't even own shirts.
Why would you wear a shirt?
I'd have no shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I love me some Mac Hollins. And I do think the Patriots have to move on from that loss.
They do.
The question is, can they do it? Now, they did it after the Raiders loss.
They are 2-0 after losses this year.
They did it after the Pittsburgh loss. Can they move on from this? Can they put it in the rearview mirror?
Yes.
And look, Vrabel was sniping at McDaniels after the first loss of the year against the Raiders. But I would say more sniping this late in the year after a 10-game win streak. Like after the first game of the year, the offensive coordinator that you didn't choose, you go, is there too much on Drake's plate? You're like, maybe.
Yeah.
You want to snipe at the OC then? That makes sense. Mm-hmm. You just won 10 games in a row, and you can't help yourself from sniping at the offensive coordinator? It doesn't make me feel great about the team flushing it.
Well, I mean, they're all going to be very motivated to see how they bounce back, right? The offense, and if it's like a friendly competition, perhaps, between the two, see who's better the next game. Because I feel like even though you and I look at the defense more so in the loss to Buffalo than the offense isn't off the hook with – the performance they had in the second half, but all right, how does that play out the rest of the way? Because this has been, I think, a pretty even matchup throughout the year when we'd be like, all right, which side of the ball do you feel better about? And I think the offense has had the lead, but when Milton Williams was out there, the defense had a pretty good case, right? When they were fully healthy, right, after the first three games, you got Gonzo back, and prior to the Milton Williams injury, and I know Spillane was out last week, when you had all those guys, you're like, I don't know, like the defense is pretty good. But the red zone issues have been there, but you can make the same argument for the offense in the red zone. They kind of mirror each other in that regard. But yeah, like these final three games, like which side of the ball is going to be better?
Ooh, Nick just told me an update in my ear.
Ooh, update? You don't want to share with the whole class,
well,
Nick?
Well, you were talking, so I didn't want to cut you off. But no, Schefter, about a minute ago, the Dolphins are benching Tua for Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers?
Okay,
so the Pats just won the division.
Any concerns about you're going to finish with Brady Cook and Quinn Ewers in week 17 and 18? Are those both home games?
No.
Is the Jets game out on the road?
The Jets game's on the road.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So the Jets are on the road. Dolphins are definitely here. Yep. So you finished with Brady Cook and Quinn Ewers, I think, unless Fields or Tyrod Taylor or one of those guys are back for the Jets.
Wasn't week two the first time Tua ever lost to the Patriots?
Yeah. And that was,
I don't think he's any good, but like Quinn Ewers?
They already beat them in Miami.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good about the Patriots' chances here, although to your point, they do typically lose to Tua. But that's a positive for them. I had them winning that game either way. And I think they should win out. Like, I'm picking them to win the Ravens game. But when I say I have some concerns about their ability to move on from this game and flush it, I do have concerns about Vrabel and McDaniels and where that stands. And, you know, when your defense is clearly letting the team down, and you decide to snipe at the OC, that's just weird. But on top of that, I wonder as well, we spent last week talking about, are the Patriots blueprint proof? And is Drake May, anyway, blueprint proof? And then Buffalo shuts him down in the second
half. They found something. Like,
he looks flummoxed. Yeah. And I'm a little afraid that the Ravens defense that just shut out Joe Burrow,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little afraid that the Ravens can take some of that and apply it. So I'm picking the Patriots this weekend.
Yeah.
But the closer we get to the game, the more I am like, I don't like where it's heading.
No, and in fact, if you want to look at the numbers, they were 2.5-point dogs when it opened up. They're 3-point dogs now. So if anything, it's going the other way, right?
It's gone from 2.5 to 3.
Yeah. So there's that. But we've talked about Drake May over the last couple of days, but maybe not enough because there's been a lot of Vrabel and McDaniels in that discussion. And then even Steph Diggs getting tied into that and whether that's, you know, somebody like Greg Bedard coming up with that on his own, or whether he's being fed that by McDaniels. Regardless, there's been a little bit of Diggs and Diggs' disappointment. People talking about the receivers. Rob Ninkovich talking about the special teams today. Like, there's been a lot of different things, but your MVP quarterback had his worst game. There's also that part. And it looked good early, and a lot of it was him running, and they had a couple of really good drives. They put up 24 first-half points. That was great. But then the second half, and if you want to go on quarterback rating, which we have brought up a lot because he was tying all kinds of records, breaking all kinds of records, yeah, and his 100-plus QB rating was through the roof, far and away the lowest QB rating for Drake May. Threw a pick, could have easily thrown another pick, and did nothing in the second half except really work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And on the and still, with the defense having a really poor performance, giving up all those touchdowns in a row, they did finally, mercifully get a stop, got the ball back to Drake May, and it was one of the worst two-minute drills you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, I mean,
so like, he did not have a good game. I expect him to bounce back, but the reality is he was bad in the he was really bad in the second half.
I think this is important to reiterate. So the Patriots, their drives in the second half went three and out. It went seven plays and a pick, which was basically an arm punt, still a pick. One play, 65 yards for a score. And then they go three and out and three and out. Well, turnover on downs, rather. But beyond just what they did for their drives, the chances for Drake May once they went behind. So Buffalo didn't take the lead until 28-24, 10:03 left in the fourth quarter. We've said this a couple of different times this week, but I think it's important to reiterate. And this is after the Bills went 13 for 91. This is after they had Josh Allen, third and goal from the 14. After a penalty, a hold by Vrabel.
Yeah, they called him for a holding.
Wiped out a touchdown. So Buffalo takes the lead. This is the same drive where there was the pass interference on Marcus Jones. Like, you need a big play and a big drive, and they get it. But it wasn't Drake May. It was Trevion Henderson on a broken play. Okay? So May didn't do anything on that drive, but they take the lead back. Defense gives up another drive, seven plays, 65 yards. This is where you get the pass interference on Carlton Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Next drive, you're down 35-31. Three and out, sack on second down, where May's holding on to the football. And he has a, I think, off-the-mark throw to Hunter Henry. Henry could have caught it, so I'd split up the blame on that one. The throw wasn't on the mark. Henry should have caught it. Third and 12 to convert it. They don't. You give it back to Buffalo, and as you just said, Keith, they do get a stop. For as bad as the defense was, when you needed a stop, you did get one. You had the ball with 2:54 to go, some timeouts and the two-minute warning. And May did nothing with it. They got five yards and turned it over on downs. And Buffalo wasn't stopped on their final drive, picked up a first down, kneeled down to run out the clock. That's how the game ended. And May does deserve criticism for that because you needed your quarterback to come through three different drives, and he didn't do anything on any of those drives when they were training.
No, and even if you want to just boil it down to the very, very last possession that they had, I think Drake May is better than Bo Nix. However, there have been times this year where Bo Nix has been pretty much in that same spot, if not even more drastic, with like less time and with less less timeouts or whatever else, and he has orchestrated scoring drives. Now, the Patriots couldn't win with a field goal or tie with a field goal. I understand that. But like, we've just seen fourth quarter comebacks. He's really fallen off a cliff, but Baker Mayfield first half of the year, I think they won every game that way. Every single game they found themselves behind early and he would find a way to win in the fourth quarter. So Drake May, I wasn't ripping him for it because he didn't have any opportunities. They always had the lead in the fourth quarter. So what do you want him to do? You want him to trail just so he can have a comeback drive? Obviously not. But this was an opportunity for him to at least do something. Salvage a bad second half. He got 5 yards, and honestly, it was a bad pass to Mac Hollins. He bailed him out, picked up as many yards as he could, and then they just did nothing the rest of the time.
So I just wonder how Patriots fans would talk about a quarterback like Drake May and what he did in the second half on Sunday if it wasn't your quarterback. And really, truly ask yourself that. How do you talk about Lamar Jackson? How do you talk about Josh Allen? Oh, they're losers. They can't win the big game. They might put up prolific stats, but I can't trust them when it really matters. They've never won anything. Justin Herbert's another one. Oh, what's he ever won? I mean, I hear you talking about these quarterbacks. Yeah. That's how you talk about them.
Yep.
But way back when it was Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning in the early 2000s, well, Brady would come through when it matters, like Nix did, Keith. Mm-hmm. Not to say Bo Nix is Tom Brady.
No.
But, it's you know.
Close.
No, like,
he's getting there.
Nix will win these games.
Yeah.
And it's Drake May putting up all the numbers, Peyton Manning style, and then loses that game. Now, look, we don't know how it's going to go in the playoffs yet for Drake May, but if Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen early on, Justin Herbert early on, Peyton Manning 20 years ago, in a big game like this, they were invisible in the second half, how would you talk about him?
Yeah.
What would you say? And I think we probably know the answer. 617-779-7937. He's allowed to have a bad game, but let's at least bring ourselves to say it was a bad game. Mm-hmm. And it was a game to go get the MVP, cement the division, announce yourself as a true Super Bowl contender. And I thought they were. It's shaky after this game. Mm-hmm. And until he goes out and proves it again, at minimum against Baltimore on Sunday night, and going through the postseason, I think it's fair to ask some of those questions. Doesn't mean he can't do it. No one's saying he can't do it. But I think it's fair to ask some of those questions. We'll continue with your feedback here. 617-779-7937. Red Sox talk at 11 o'clock. Would You Rather is 11:30. The top 10 movies of the year, according to Rich Keefe.
Ooh.
At 11:45, our best of Dork coming up at the end of the hour. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon, plus Mike Vrabel at 1 o'clock. So a busy, busy day. But we have to get to these Charlie McAvoy comments about the Bruins' improved chemistry.
Huh.
Biggest reason for the turnaround this year, according to Charlie McAvoy.
Interesting.
Huh, indeed, yeah. Keith.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Huh. Let's get to that next. Morgan Geeky piling up more goals, Keith. 4-1
Bruins
win.
Oh, the guy's a machine.
He really is.
He is a machine. How many goals? Is he going to have 60 goals? 50.
Is he going to?
Yeah, no, that's the question.
Oh, I thought you meant did he already.
Yeah, where's he at now?
He's at 24, which I believe is two behind Nathan McKinnon. I'll double check that, but I believe he's two off the lead.
McKinnon's up to 28.
Oh, so did McKinnon tack on a couple late last
night? Yeah, McKinnon's ridiculous, but Eastern Conference goal leader, Morgan Geeky. 24 goals.
I read
on pace for 58.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I think it's more goals than points he had last year.
Could be.
Yeah, it sounds
yeah,
right.
Yeah, could be.
Sounds right.
He's kind of finding his groove.
Wyshynski had a feature on Morgan Geeky today.
Yeah, he had 57 points. Good one.
Nice.
Although he had 33 goals.
They all came at the end of the year. So Wyshynski in this feature, I kind of forgot that. He like was real red hot at the end of the year. He got paired up with Pastrnak. It was mostly like an analytical story about how his shooting percentage has gone up. Everybody thought it would go down. They thought the goals would come back down. It's actually gone up. Morgan Geeky's like, I barely shoot the puck. When I do, it's a wide open net because Pastrnak sets me up. Mm-hmm. All that's probably true. It's interesting. He's really good at solving Rubik's Cubes, which I feel like I read when he first got here but forgot about it.
Every team has a Rubik's Cube guy. You notice that?
He's a master Rubik's Cube solver. Is what he's pretty good at.
Every team has one. Is Mookie Betts also a Rubik's Cube guy?
No.
Yeah, I know he's a bowler.
Joe Tooney? Like,
maybe it's Joe Tooney.
Tooney was good at it, I think.
The Patriots had a guy. I feel like every draft, there's always one guy. Like, I'm an idiot, so I'm watching the third round of the NFL draft. My eyes open. They're like, this guy knows a Rubik's Cube.
Like, hell yeah.
6 minutes. Pick him. Pick that guy right now.
The orangutans announcing the pick. He solves a Rubik's Cube in under a minute.
Like, that's what it is.
It's true.
I've never been able to really crack that code.
No.
I'm not a Rubik's Cube guy at all.
I know it's not the right way to solve it, but every time I get a Rubik's Cube, I try to just get like one color on one
side. Take the stickers off.
No.
That guy just cheat.
Yeah.
No, I just peel all the stickers
off. Can I just get all the green on one side? I don't really care what the rest of it looks like. Can I just do that? But it's not the right way to attack it.
Not the strategy.
It's never worked for me.
No.
So that's Morgan Geeky. The juicy thing, though.
Yeah, what happened?
Is last night, Charlie McAvoy, when asked about the difference in the Bruins this year, said this.
I don't like tread lightly on this because I don't want to take a shot at last year or anything.
Stop. I love the preamble.
That is like, you're about to drop a bomb when you say that. Yeah. Like, I want to tread lightly on
Nothing
this.
Nothing against my ex-wife, but.
It's like, here we go.
It's like, I know.
The preamble.
I know I'm about to say something that is going to get picked up because I know how it's going to sound, but it's the truth.
Guys, not to be offensive,
but.
Yeah. Like, all right, what's he going to say?
Okay.
What's he going to say?
Like, I really hope Vrabel starts his press conference today talking about McDaniels with that. He's like, I know, don't make too much of this about Josh, but.
Not to insult you.
Yeah.
But.
Anyways.
I hate your face.
What else do you have to say there?
I don't like tread lightly on this because I don't want to take a shot at last year or anything because there's a lot of guys that aren't here anymore that I love deeply. But I think, you know, the chemistry of this year. You know, it feels a little different.
Huh.
Chemistry feels different.
Chemistry?
Yeah.
So that's like the makeup in the room.
That would be the locker room, the dressing room. Sorry, John. So put our hockey helmets on for
a
moment.
It's not locker room. Keep it
the dressing room.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, and I think people do, because people will still chirp about Brad Marchand here and there, that whole... I didn't even think it was that big of a story, honest to God. Like, we talked about it. You were like, hey, Bruins updates. I'm like, yeah, I actually do have a Bruins update.
No, honestly.
And then this thing took on a life of its own.
You
because
had bigger
of
scoops. You had Monty out. You had the replacement.
Right.
Like, you've broken Bruins trades in the past. So there, you had bigger Bruins scoops where you thought, oh,
contract
this is a big
trades,
one.
Firings. Those are very, like, cut and dry. This one was also one that I was confident in, and it was like the locker room right now is a mess. The chemistry is a mess. That's sort of that was the jumping off point. And then it was, at the time, and then maybe he's gotten a lot better. It feels like he has gotten a lot better. But at the time, it was, you know, Pastrnak sort of at the center of that. And the team is really kind of, like, at each other's throat. Like, it was a mess. Basically, like, that whole thing was a mess. And I'm like, that's kind of like, I don't know. I didn't think it was all that groundbreaking.
Right, but they were losing. They were horrible.
Yeah,
it's like
it was almost from afar. You can see it.
Yeah,
so you're like, all right, is this even anything?
Makes sense. They're more talented than they've shown. They're losing a bunch of games. The team kind of feels like a mess.
Yeah, and so it kind of was playing out that way. And then Brad Marchand sort of took it to another level.
Fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
What a baby.
What a loser baby,
honestly.
Uh-huh. And so he has his little spiel, and then it ended up becoming like a Marchand versus me thing, which is funny because it wasn't even about that. Now, he was the captain of a team that was, you know, sinking, so I guess it is kind of about him. But I wasn't saying like he individually was doing like a bad job, but he took it and ran with it and did it that way and sort of distracted from the original scoop, for lack of a better word, was that like they were just in turmoil. It was a mess. And now you have the guy who also they haven't even named a captain yet. They've not named a captain officially yet.
Well, this is what I was just going to say. You brought up Pastrnak.
So that might be
so
because
they
of last
traded
year.
Last year's captain, right. Brad Marchand,
which
they
you never had, do. We were told by our former friend of the show.
That never happens. Yeah. Is what is today a Razor Day with Afternoons?
Tomorrow.
Thursday. Shucks.
He's on tomorrow.
Okay. But no, so you never trade your captain.
I am curious what they ask him about the chemistry and how he spins that. It'll be great. He's like, well, you can have a great chemistry, well, then even greater chemistry.
Guys, the winning.
Yeah, but McAvoy's like, guys, it's so much better this year.
Zero? You're not trading Brad Marchand.
No. You don't trade Brad Marchand. No. I mean, maybe they shouldn't have, but they did.
They for sure did.
And then, by the way, they have not named a replacement captain, which I also think is a smoking gun. That's partially McAvoy, yeah. And the other half is Pastrnak, which I think verifies the story from a year ago. If he's such a good leader, he was the obvious guy to make a captain. They did not. Why?
Yeah. Because all of that was true. And it's like, whatever. Like, I can only say so many times I didn't make anything up because I didn't make anything up. I've never made anything up when it comes to that. And I think every move after that has sort of proven that that was true. I mean, they traded away Marchand. They really blew up the team. They traded everybody away. And then this year they were a little hesitant, and they remain hesitant to name a captain. But they're playing pretty well. I wouldn't say great, but they're playing well, better than I thought. They're currently a playoff team, as the standings are. And you're asking one of the longer tenured players on the team, one of the best players on the team, like, what's different? Chemistry's different. Yeah, that's all I said. All I said last year was the chemistry sucked, essentially, right?
Yeah.
If you boil it down,
yeah,
chemistry's bad.
Yep.
And he's like, yep, it was.
People are like, you made it up! Why'd you do it? You did it for the clicks!
For clicks! This is what makes Boston toxic, Keith. Yeah. This is what makes Sports Talk Radio toxic.
Because nothing gets more clicks, and nothing's going to help me out more than saying that the Boston Bruins chemistry is bad.
That is a bonanza.
No, that's the ticket.
They're like, oh my God, he's hit it. Yeah. He's got the formula right.
We were sitting around last year and we're like, Keith,
do we make a splash?
Here's what you need to do. You need to lie about something. Yeah. Just make it up.
Oh, I got one.
How do we get the Bruins
locker room?
How do we get the most reaction?
Smart.
The stupid. They were horrible last year.
Yeah.
Apparently,
the locker room is a disaster, and David Pastrnak is at the center of that.
Oh, that was it.
There
Nick
you go.
Has it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Next, wait till you hear tomorrow. I got a juicy revolution scoop I'm going to drop on everybody that's going to send shivers down the spines of New England.
That'll be good if you could.
That'll get the people going.
What's the women's hockey team? What are they called?
Don't recall.
The Fleet. If you get a good, make up like a good, juicy Fleet rumor, Keith, while you're at it.
They don't want to play.
They really get clicks. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
What do you say to texts like this? There's a bunch of them. Guys, don't forget to mention there are 6 or 7 guys gone from last year's team, not just 63.
5 or 6.
7 or 8. It's recall.
That's Razor texting.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's definitely what it is.
So you think this is about, Brandon Carlo?
Yeah, no, I think Charlie Coyle was the one that was really causing the scene.
Even if you really believe that, and it's true, and you said it earlier, Keith, they subtracted a bunch of guys off the team. Even if you believe that, wouldn't you say that when you're talking about the chemistry, last year's captain would have had a big role in said chemistry?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that? Like a greater role than any other schlub on the team?
Yeah, but people are also making it, like, the point was they were a mess there. That's the point. Like, no, but like people don't get it, and they're not going to get it, and that's fine. But that was the point. It was a mess last year.
Uh-huh.
Marchand made it more about himself when he like went out there and thought he was doing a captain thing and thought he was like defending the team and was calling for jobs and really acted like a baby, like a coward baby.
Yeah.
And so he did that whole spiel,
like,
and then
a small man,
like a tiny little guy,
baby.
Tiny little guy is what he was doing, and he like. So he made it about himself, and then everybody thought the report was solely about him. Trust me, I think he was very much involved. He was the captain of the team, but it was sort of saying that the whole locker room was a mess.
And then,
so then Don Sweeney trades away him and half the team.
Yep.
That to me, I don't know how that didn't confirm it for people, but head in the sand.
And you said
pound sand, head in the sand.
And you said Pastrnak was right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then
they didn't name him a captain.
Well, they must have made him the captain.
No, they
did
not.
He's the best player on the team. I mean, they must have then.
Stern keeps talking about what a great leader he is. He's skating around with an A on his jersey. I don't know. People believe what they want to believe, and that's fine.
Let me ask you. I love the setup that McAvoy. Can I hear McAvoy just one more time? I love how he started this because he's like, "Ah, boy, this is about to be a hornet's nest."
He's like, "I don't even want to say this.
Give me this again."
I don't like tread lightly on this because I don't want to take a shot at last year or anything. Because
I don't want to do that. But
yeah.
Chemistry's pretty good this year.
Chemistry's way better this year than it was last year.
It was really bad last year.
Remember the
really
guy that said the chemistry was bad and everybody went nuts because our captain acted like a child? Remember that? Yeah, that guy was right.
Good stuff.
That's fine.
I like it. Bruins have a nice win last night over the Utah Mammoth, and we could still get a little controversy because of Charlie McAvoy. I like it. 617-779. 793-7. Red Sox always surrounded by controversy. Let's get to Alex Bregman. Maybe now going to be an Arizona Diamondback. God. Yeah, let's get into that with your phone calls next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.